This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad news for Democrats all over the place. And that means great news for Americans. Where do I begin? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've discussed many problems that the Democrats have, a multitude of them. The damage from Wu Flu that they're now trying to back away from and undo, it's not going to happen. I discussed the economy earlier in the broadcast, and I would say to Democrats right now, if you think that Captain Demento is your savior, you better have a backup plan. The wheels have come off that wagon, and the horses are dragging it along. I use old frontier metaphors because it's not like Joe Biden's driving a car. You know, we usually talk about, oh, he drove the car into the ditch. He doesn't have a car. He's got a buggy. Americans, folks, are pissed. You're among them. You're them. And I know we deal a lot in politics. We talk about it all the time. You come here to this show, thankfully, and I appreciate you for doing that and for sharing the show with others. But you come here every day, more than likely, and you get a dose of this. And here's what you think. You think, well, I'm plugged in, you know. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you're listening to right now. It doesn't matter whether you're listening to music on XM radio or you're watching sports. You're getting a dose of Bidenism everywhere you go. The price of your movie, if you rent from Netflix, has gone up. The price of your food when you go shopping has gone up. The price of your entertainment has gone up. Your rental car, your house, your gasoline, everything. There is nowhere you can run from Bidenism, from leftism. Did we do it? Did we get together? Did I say, hey, listen, everybody, now don't tell anyone, but let's all get together and let's form a cabal and let's make Joe Biden look as bad as we possibly. Let me tell you something. I don't even have to finish. If we got together and we did it, we couldn't do it better than he's done it to himself. Him and I. Man, would you want to be a guy that voted for Biden? Would you want to be somebody who thought that you believed them when they said they weren't going to issue mask mandates and they did? You believed them maybe if you're a youngster and you thought he was going to get rid of your student debt or he was going to do this or he was going to, whatever it was, whatever promise he made, he broke. Unless you talk about undoing the Trump's policies. He kept those, and they will tell you, well, Kevin, Biden wrote a wave of anti-Trumpism. Really? What's that gotten him? Let's say that he did. Let's say that Biden rode that wave. You know what he would have been smart to do? Keep going and pretend it was his. But what did he do instead? He jumped. He just said, you know what? I'm going to jump the shark. I'm getting rid of everything Trump did. And where has it gotten him in the party? Ukraine's going to get $1 billion from us? Is that what I read? I want you to just imagine this. If Trump gave Ukraine $1 billion, what would Congress, led by Pelosi, be accusing him of? Under the circumstances, Joe Biden is directly related to this, not only from his extortion of them on camera, but he's also related to this because of his crackhead son. They're connected to this deal. And here's the other thing. We hear buzzwords. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Russia's going to invade Ukraine. Tucker Carlson actually did a thing on it and says, why are we so worried about Ukraine? Check it out.
So for months now, really for years now, Democrats and some low IQ stooges in the Republican Party have been telling us it's our moral obligations, our duty as Americans to support the nation of Ukraine in its battles against Russia. Now, why Ukraine? Well, because the president's son was paid $1 million a year by Ukraine, and they have a massive lobbying effort in Washington. No, but that's not the reason. There's another much deeper foundational reason. The reason is Ukraine is a democracy. Russia is a dictatorship. It's autocratic. Therefore, all good people support the democracy over the autocracy. Right? Right. Everyone's been telling us that. Adam Kinzinger crying again the other day. Oh, it's a democracy. So it's worth looking into, like, what exactly is Ukraine like? What's its government like? Well, it turns out it's not a democracy. It's run by a dictator who's friends with everyone in Washington. Doesn't make him less of a dictator. How do you know he's a dictator? Because the main opposition figure is now under arrest, and the opposition media, the TV stations, have been shut down by the government. That's not how a democracy operates. That's how a dictatorship operates. And it should make you very nervous that Joe Biden, Susan Rice, and the National Security Advisor kid, they're all telling us with a straight face, Liz Cheney too, it's a democracy.
So I got to hand it to Tucker. I like when he does this type of stuff. See, because let me explain what's happened and what Tucker's telling you. He's saying you get lured in to the idea Russia bad, Ukraine good. Look, I don't know anything about it. That's another area of the country. Here's what I say. I don't care what happens in Ukraine. I don't care what happens in Russia. I understand it's a world, it's a global circumstance, and we need to pay attention, but let them figure it out. But he's right. If Donald Trump were doing this under the circumstances where all this lobbying effort got one of the Trump sons paid millions of dollars, I don't know what the figure was exactly, but millions of dollars that went into the coffers of their crackhead son, would they be handling this the same way? And I think you would know the answer to that to be no. And what Tucker is saying is, you're lulled into this idea that we should be protecting Ukraine. It's a democracy. It's part of who we are, etc. And Tucker shows you. No, it's not. It's not a democracy at all. It's a dictator. It's the same thing that's happening in America with Joe Biden. It's the same thing that's happening with Trudeau in Canada. When are we going to realize that right now Canada is not a democracy? We played a clip the other day. There was a guy from one of the stands or something, and he said he moved to Canada, and he says, why should 200 to 300 people be able to tell me what my freedoms are? I left the country that was trying to tell me what I was could and could not do. I'll be doggone if I move somewhere else so I could be told the same thing. Well, we don't have to have immigrated from somewhere. We're pure-blooded Americans, Native Americans at that. Why? How dare you try to tell me what to do? So Tucker's saying, wake up. He's giving you a wake-up call. He's saying, stop believing the hype in the media. Look deeper. That's what we try to do on this show every day. And when we come back, we're going to look deeper at this assassination attempt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Has anybody commissioned a study on crime? Its origins. What makes somebody commit a crime? Who commits the most crime and why? What about the weapons that are used and so on? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm asking these questions because I'm really curious. We have studies on everything, the mating habits of tsetse flies, and we pay millions of dollars for these things. And here's what I don't get. We don't really study crime to the degree that, I mean, I know the FBI publishes statistics, but I'm curious because Larry Elder and I, we were going over some numbers and Larry narrowed it down. He says roughly 3% of the population commits 50% of the violent crime. Young black teenagers between certain ages are responsible for the most violence in this country. It's not black that makes them do it. It's not our DNA. It's not our color. It's certainly circumstances. You would think if you could narrow a subset of people down to that level of crime, you would want to get to the bottom of it, right? Isn't there some intellectual curiosity that says, man, we could get rid of 50% of the crime by dealing with 3% of the population? That would be worth studying, understanding, and fixing. But no, Joe Biden's out taking selfies while Ukraine and Russia are at their impasse. And by the way, we'll talk about that because Russia's moving troops back. Watch the spin on that.
It'll be, Joe Biden was able to negotiate this or he did that or he threatened Russia and Putin blinked
and all this other stuff. But I digress. Because I really want to understand why, when there's something that's important, that we really need to understand, how do we prevent this from happening? We never seem to get answers. But we will study do Chinese prostitutes who get drunk, are they more easy to buy or something? By the way, that's a real study. I know I paraphrase and I probably screwed up the actual meat of it, but we paid to see if Chinese prostitutes were more friendly when they were drunk. And we did $2 million for that. I remember this when I was studying the Centers Against Government Waste. And I just remember that one sticking out. Like, seriously? You know, also they'll study the mating habits of some primate. And you go, why? Why do we care? They're not endangered or anything. It's like somebody's got some voyeuristic, propensity or something, and they're going, you know what? I like watching monkeys have sex, so I think I'll get it funded. You know, what kind of nonsense is this? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Have I said that already? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Who cares? We'll do it again. Hey, by the way, my friends tell me, Kevin, pimp your book, Race Pimping. It's excellent, and it is. I had some people contact me. They said, Kevin, your book, Race Pimping, is more applicable today than it was when you wrote it. And I said to them, shame on you. It's been applicable since before I wrote it, and it will be more applicable in the future. I'm kidding. I didn't say that. I thanked them. But it is. It's not just race pimping. It's woo-flu pimping. It's cop-killing black pimping. It's whatever. It's all the pimping that happens by the Democrats. But I go back to this because I keep digressing. Why aren't we studying the real problems and then proposing solutions? Has anybody interviewed inmates to get an understanding of their backgrounds, their family situations, the things that led them to commit the crimes that they committed? And I could go on. Has any of this happened? Let me tell you what's happening right now, folks. There's a narrative that's been established, and the narrative is, if you are a conservative, particularly a conservative male, you are evil. You want people to die. You are a thug. You will go beat people up. You force your wives or girlfriends to vote Republican. You have toxic masculinity, blah, 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 and you are the person that, that has to be watched. And in fact, if you're white and you're a male and a conservative, then you are the most likely to be a terrorist. Thank you, Timothy McVeigh. Okay, forget the dozens, hundreds of other Muslims, thousands if you want to go around the world, who are actual terrorists. But that one white guy, I tell you what, that Timothy McVeigh, he set the stage. Now, I will tell you this. When you look at these leftists and you watch who the real thugs are, the union thugs of SEIU that beat Kenneth Gladney, it's so badly, he can't function anymore. And I could go down the list. When you look at those people and what the left does, and you say to yourself, how dare you accuse us of being thugs? A left-wing political operative tried to blame the attempted assassination of a Democratic candidate for mayor in Louisville, Kentucky, on conservatives in a tweet. The guy's name is Cliff Schechter, whose Twitter bio states he was an ad writer for the then candidate Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, presidential campaign, where Joe Biden lost. He blamed conspiratorial right-wing rhetoric and guns everywhere for the attempted assassination of Craig Greenberg. But he had a problem. The guy who tried to assassinate Craig Greenberg is a card-carrying member of the Democratic Party. Well, he obviously didn't practice with his gun because he shot practically point blank four times They said he was being charged with attempted murder and four counts of wanton endangerment. He just walked in and started shooting, and he couldn't shoot this guy. Thankfully, because let me tell you, had he been a trained person that I know, that, you know, legal gun owner, I can tell you, the dude would be dead. The mayor candidate would be dead. But moving on, the 21-year-old was identified as a former intern and editorial columnist of the Louisville Courier-Journal. So he works for a newspaper. That's leftism. We all know it. He studied philosophy and, get this, Pan-Africanism while studying at the University of Louisville. So he had a wasted degree that meant nothing. He can't do anything with that stupid degree. They said, while Brown's motive remains unclear, they said that he acted alone and deliberately targeted the Democrat. So it's a black Democrat targeting a white Democrat. Not a hate crime, though, right? Because we all know how that works. So they said the accused shooter, Quintez Brown, is a self-styled civil rights activist who previously spent time at the Louisville Courier-Journal. He would occasionally write editorial columns for the outlet, and they tell you when he last posted. University of Louisville student, so he's been indoctrinated, opinion writer for the Cardinal, the student newspaper. He was an active participant in 2020 BLM protests and most recently announced his candidacy for Metro City Council District 5 in Louisville. He expressed support for black supremacist causes, Pan-Africanism, through his Twitter account. We have one scientific and correct solution, Pan-Africanism, the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism, he wrote, under Tez for Liberation. He went on to criticize Dr. King. He says this, in the same interview, Dr. King talked about how his biggest mistake was believing that white Christians would rise to aid the movement once their consciences were challenged. Whatever. Look, another spastic leftist who went off the deep end, and they were hoping this guy was a right-wing Republican, Confederate flag-wearing white boy, and he wasn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information.
recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops. Last month, Omicron sent U.S. COVID-19 cases surging to an unprecedented high with over 807,000 daily COVID-19 cases at the nation's peak. Exactly 1 month later, cases have now plummeted to an average of 134,000 new cases per day. This is USA Radio News. The pilot of a small plane has died in an unusual fashion, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer in North Carolina. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. Truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and a group of states have still not been able to agree on a multi-billion-dollar settlement of lawsuits over the drug's role in the opioid crisis after more than a month of mediation. Sanford, Connecticut-based Purdue and the members of the Sackler family who own it have been cast as villains in the opioid overdose and addiction crisis that has claimed the lives of more than 500,000 Americans over the past two decades. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have a lot of signs of things boding well for conservatives. I can tell you, as part of multiple campaigns, state and national, and supporting local school board races, which gets us down into the grassroots, I can tell you, people on the Republican side of the aisle are motivated. And I'm not talking about rhinos. I'm talking about solid Republican people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to go get our shirt, Extreme Takeover White House Edition. We'll give it to you for free. You just pay the shipping, but we'll give you the shirt. And send us a picture. If you do get it, send us a picture, and we'll put it up on the website. And go look at the other things that we do. Look at the schedule, the number of events that we have coming up. We've got my Unapologetically American comedy tour. By the way, if you go to that site on our events and you want to donate to help us get the tour around the country, we accept you for doing that. I can't finance this stuff, but here's what I will tell you. If you get a chance to see this show, you will say this is one of the best comedy shows you've ever seen. Now, I'm going to tell you this because I've seen the set list. I wrote my set list. It's hysterical. I know what Tim and Brad are going to bring. It's amazing. And then we'll have some special guest comedians from time to time. So right now, March 31st, it begins in the Scottsdale area. But we will be all over the country. And those that want to help us to bring it to an area, I can tell you it costs about $25,000 to get everybody out there and all the orchestration. And that's what the comedians making nothing. I mean, we have enough for a nuisance fee is what we would call it. We all make more money than we're charging the tour. So it's roughly $25,000, and that includes the venue. So like if you get the venue for cheap or for free, that'll cut off a big part of that. So that's what I'm getting to. We'd love to do it. Let us know. We've also got Bleeding Blue is being shown all around the country now. A lot of candidates are picking up Bleeding Blue because they want to let people know they're part of the Defend the Police movement. And we're not going to stop until we can help these kids that have lost their parents go to, well, not just go to college, but get a proper education to alleviate the family's pain from losing someone who sacrificed for us. And so we're working with fallen officers in Naples, Florida, holding a big event down there where Kevin Sorbo, Dean Kane, Scott Baio, many others are going to be down there to help us with that event. So we're excited about that. We got a lot of stuff going on. What I want to tell you is this. What began as demoralization of the voter base, our voter base, after the 2020 big cheat, has turned into something very different. That's why I was telling you about everything that's going on. So I told you what we've got going on. Most groups I know are activated and they're doing stuff. I mean, they are moving in ways I couldn't even describe. I'll use my cigar club buddies in Florida. These guys are now looking at making sure vaccine mandates can never occur again. I mean, all kinds of really good things happening. You know, in little groups forming and listening to people like me to tell them, don't just form a group that has a purpose. So you're no longer just being plugged in voters, you're now becoming activists. That's where the left has always defeated us. They have been activated. What was that? MoveOn.org. Remember when they were the big deal? You don't hear much about them anymore. Why? What can you support? What can you support? They are so contradictory to one another inside of the left. They have more infighting than you can shake a stick at. But they had 11 million people at one point because they were activists, grabbing our money and doing nefarious things. And they're still doing it. Don't misunderstand me. They got all kinds of names and all kinds of programs, but they can't get people to support them anymore. The voter rolls are drying up. They used to say to us all the time, well, Republicans, all your people are dying off. You've got a bunch of old Republicans. You got a bunch of old Democrats, too. But here's what you no longer have. You don't have a bunch of young Democrats enthusiastic about what you're doing because they've watched you. They've watched you lie. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're coming over to our side either. And I don't want them. I don't want people to say, you should pay for my college. You should pay for this. You should indulge me being a youngster. Look, you've been through puberty. You're a man. You're a woman. Grow a pair and get in the game. Just like I did and just like every other adult has done for generations. Get in the game. Stop making excuses. You're in a country where you shouldn't be making excuses. So you're not going to get anything from me. But here's what I will tell you. The signs. Let me tell you about Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to empower the IRS to look in every nook and cranny of your finances. He wants hundreds of thousands of more IRS agents so they can essentially intimidate you. Meanwhile, 24 million taxpayers are waiting on their refunds from last year. I want to just give you an idea of how leftism works. The problem is you've paid your money. You pay the bills. They won't even give you back what they stole. They're still holding on to that. And meanwhile, they're plotting to get more of your money. So don't be surprised if you get your money back and some of these thousands of IRS agents come in and say, well, let's just take a look at that. That's how disingenuous they are. But see, people know. Let me tell you what those 24 million taxpayers are. 24 million people who are mad at Joe Biden's government. That's what they constitute. I don't know what, is it all conservatives that they held our money the way they did with the IRS when Lois Lerner was there and they were not letting us form 501c3s and 4s? Was it that? I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. I don't think that 24 million is discriminate. I think it's indiscriminate. I think it's across the board, which is even better. So if it's spread across the board, it's Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, 24 million people are mad that they didn't get their money back. They did their part. Why can't Biden do his? And if they have any intuition at all, they'll say, you know, we didn't have this problem with Trump. They will sense what's going on and say, I want to go back to where I get my money back in time. You took it from me. Why can't I get it back when I need it? And oh, when they get it back, what else are they going to be faced with? Huh? Anybody? Anybody? Bidenflation. That's what they're going to be faced with. Now, here's the other thing they have to consider. If they were late paying the IRS, well, there'd be penalties and fees and interest. You think they're going to get any interest? Yeah. If they don't watch out, they may get audited. So this is a great sign because it shows the ineffectiveness, the ineptness of the Biden government. They didn't have to wait last year. 24 million people. In the voting population of what, 180 million folks? Give or take, 200 million? What's the number? I don't know. But whatever it is, 24 million is a nice little number. Disgruntled people. That's one sign. You ready for another one? Alec Baldwin, one of the biggest leftists on the planet, a Holly weirdo. And by the way, I'm going to make a list of these Holly weirdos that used to complain. The Matt Damons and the, you know, Susan Sarandons and the whomevers. The Robert De Niro's. I'm going to say, where are you now? We've talked about this. Where are you now? Your Hollywood is in triage, which is good. And now guess what? They're being sued. Alec Baldwin's being sued. Lawyers for Helena Hutchins, who got killed. The family filed a wrongful death suit against Baldwin last week. Earlier this week, I should say. And they released a chilling video reenacting the movie set shooting that killed the cinematographer. Now I'm reading this. The eerie animated footage titled Killing of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust uses computer-generated figures of Baldwin and others on the ill-fated film shoot that day. It includes the moment that he allegedly pulled the trigger. I hope this video is so gut-wrenching and, you know, emotional that it breaks the bank of Alec Baldwin. Because, see, I look at this is against Hollywood. This is against all these leftists. This is karma. And, look, I'm not wishing anything bad on him. I'm not. But Alec Baldwin did a stupid thing. Now, let's talk guns for just a bit. Because I'm speaking at a Second Amendment rally on Saturday, this coming Saturday, in Arizona. 5,000 people due to show up. Anybody that's worked with weapons, you always assume the weapon is loaded and that it can kill. Even if it's been checked, you still do it. And I don't know, yeah, I'll tell you this, I wouldn't be like willy-nilly. I don't know what happened, but I do know this. A young lady lost her life for no reason. And the guy who did it is a person who would willingly take our guns away, but he wants to give himself a pass over this. So I guess what we're talking about here, folks, is Hollywood hypocrisy. And the idea, see, no, I think there was a time where Baldwin might have gotten away with this. He certainly tried. He pretended, oh, it was an accident, it was freaking, whatever. This is Hollywood hypocrisy. And I think it's yet again another sign that we're starting to win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we have a group called Seeking Educational Excellence, and it is about to go full bore in 2022. And it's called Seeking Educational Excellence because that's what we want. Our goal is to get all this nonsense out of education, to get kids thinking about education throughout the full cycle, K through 12. Go out and get yourself a regular job. There's no shame in being a welder or a carpenter or, you know, whatever. And if you have to go to college, great. But where you don't sweat it. College is not meant for everybody. If you played a sport, there comes a time in your career, your sport career, where you go, okay, well, not going to be playing that sport in college. I want you to just think about it that way. You're either academic and you probably do athletics in high school. And there comes a point where you just go, okay, that's the end of that. And we do it so readily with sport. Well, we don't do it with education because we feel like, oh, well, higher ed is going to get you more educated. That's not the case. Higher ed is indoctrination. Now, let's go back a little bit. We talk about the Department of Education and we want to know who's controlling it at the big level. And we talk about teachers unions and we talk about the education system and who's writing curriculum and things like this. And let me tell you something. All of this begins at the local level. Right now I'm involved in all these different campaigns. And I go to event after event after event. And if you've got a senatorial candidate or a gubernatorial candidate or a congressional candidate, you get big money people because everybody wants to say, yeah, I know my congressman. You know, I was at a dinner with my congressman the other day. I was talking to my senator. They all want to know this and be able to say that's what they're doing. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. I spend enough time with rich people to where I understand it. But let me tell you what's important. Your school board, your city council. If you want to know where you're losing it, that's where it is. You give me a city that is running right and it's being run by conservatives and it's growing and it's flourishing. And you take your eye off the ball for just a second. Next thing you know, you got some leftist mayor. And that person is a cancer. And that's how it happens. But let me tell you, there's good news. And the good news is people are recognizing what's happening even in the most leftist cities in this country. They recognize it. They see bloated budgets that they cannot pay the bills. Let me tell you, what this Wu Flu money did was bail them out. What's going to be the next thing to bail them out? You think they're going to be able to get another scamdemic past us? They've got so what? They got bailed out. Okay, great. You got some money. The state's got money. They bailed out their big leftist cities. Is it any safer? Is there any more opportunity? Do you feel great bringing your money into those cities? It's quite the opposite. Go look at the population statistics for almost any major city in America. Go look at Cleveland. Go look at Baltimore. Go look at Detroit. Look at all of them. They're all losing to the suburbs. They're sloughing off. Nobody wants to live in the cities. And there's a reason. Almost every problem that we are dealing with in this country is related to something that's going on in the cities. That's the problem. And so you give me police brutality, I'll give you cities. Go look at crime? What? Pollution? Green energy? Everything that these leftists hold near and dear, act as if the world is going to end, is all on steroids, the problems in the cities. You know what they should make these cities do? Go green. I'd love to see them. Just go green. You talk a lot of smack. Stop using your cars. Force everybody to use mass transportation. Make everything run on green energy. You got to go from incandescent to LEDs. You can't, if you want to power your home, you got to do like Ed Begley Jr. and get on a bike. How long do you think it will last? Make them go off of black, dirty energy. Now, you can't use coal. You can't use gasoline. What do you think would happen? They'd all be dead. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to go back to these elections. In the progressive beacon, leftist San Francisco, they've reached their limit, folks. Parents are rebelling. Tuesday, voters want to oust three school board leaders who focus on symbolically leftist moves. Here's what they did. They want to rename 44 schools. Now, classrooms have stayed shut longer in San Francisco than most cities did in the first year of the scamdemic. And these leftist school board members go, we got to rename our schools. And here's what the organizer of this recall, a lady named Autumn Lewisian, said. It's not about renaming itself. It's about renaming while the house is on fire. Now, here's what's funny to me. Though she gets it, she's saying, you're wanting to do this while we have bigger problems. Now, she should be saying, I don't care what the name of a school is. What I care about is that school educating my kids. So don't think that we've won them back completely, but at least they recognize part of the hypocrisy. The article goes on. San Francisco's high cost of living and chronic struggles with homelessness and crime have long made it an easy target for conservatives everywhere. But this revolt from within is different. A stark warning that public officials can veer too far left even for proudly progressive voters to tolerate. This is why I'm sharing this story with you. It's San Francisco. It's three school board seats. It is symbolic, folks, of what's going on. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check out what we do. I think you're going to be very impressed. I really am. I'm so proud of our organization. Oh, love the people. I love everything about it. And I love that we come on here and tell you guys things, these obscure stories. And look, you're plugged in. You probably know a lot more things than I know about certain things. But when we find something, I hope I give it to you in such a way that you go, you know what? This is amazing. What great insights, Kevin. This is a great story for us. They said, the school board's actions crystallized for many residents a failure of governance in an unswervingly democratic city, tapping into broader angst about its quality of life. Incredulous parents watched last year as the 7-member board spent hours worked to rename schools and discard merit-based admissions policies at a storied high school, citing equity concerns. See, diversity, equity, and inclusion. As classrooms sat empty of students, then board member Allison Collins, one of the recall targets, sued the cash-strapped district for $87 million, claiming the district violated her free speech rights when she was reprimanded for old tweets accusing Asian Americans of using white supremacist thinking to get ahead. A federal judge tossed the case. See, think about what I just told you. A blazing leftist sued because she put out a tweet that accused Asian Americans who are very good at making sure their kids do what they're supposed to do. She says these people were using white supremacist thinking. It couldn't just be Asian thinking. Has this woman ever been to China or Japan or Korea? They're pretty freaking amazing, these Asians. Some San Francisco Franciscans grew angry enough to launch a recall drive that gained the support of deep-pocketed allies and prominent Democratic officials, vastly outraising the school board's defenders. I want you to understand, folks, people came to the rescue. They wanted these people out. They raised more money than the unions in the district could possibly raise. Affluent technology industry players like former PayPal executive David Sachs and other wealthy donors, including charter school proponent and billionaire investor Arthur Rock, have opened their wallets to buoy the effort. These are people that would support me. The San Francisco Teachers Union labor allies backing the school board members have not kept pace, with opponents outraising them 10-1. Folks, I give you our blueprint. These people want to help. They're sick of it. They just want to know that we're out there and we're all fighting for the same cause. And we are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.